Bailey Medeiros, director of the Roanoke Valley Collective Response, says the Roanoke area was a hotspot for opioid overdose deaths. In 2018, doctors, first responders, city council members, and others from all walks of life joined family members who had lost loved ones to addiction to create the RVCR. The group's mission is to build, sustain, and support communities by responding to addiction and promoting recovery and wellness. National Recovery Month is an opportunity to educate.
National Recovery Month, we celebrate all throughout the community and the country by wearing purple. I've been wearing my purple ribbon, and it just will spark conversations.
Over the years, education and support programs like the HOPE Initiative, which assists individuals battling substance use disorders, has helped, and the numbers show it. In Roanoke City, non-fatal overdoses are down about 30% since January 2025 compared to last year. But cuts in government funding are causing some anxiety with the organizations that deliver these programs.
Uncertainty of everything is already affecting a lot of folks. This is such important work. That's one thing that the Collective Response hopes to do. We are always under-resourced. There is never enough time and money, but we can combine as much as possible so that we're not duplicating services or efforts or anything like that, and we're filling gaps where they're really needed.
Medeiros invites everyone to wear a purple ribbon throughout September to show support and raise awareness about addiction. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.